The Congress shall have the power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. That is the text of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11 of the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution also names the President of the United States as Commander and Chief of the nation's armed forces, but it conspicuously does not grant him the power to declare war. Presidents throughout history have pushed the limits of executive power, from Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary Pirates to more recent actions in Libya, Iraq, and Syria under Presidents Obama and Trump. But a bipartisan resolution in Congress aims to change that. It was co-sponsored by Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and would classify the use of military force without congressional approval as an impeachable offense. Ann Wright is a former U.S. Army officer and diplomat with the State Department. She's also president of the Hawaii chapter of Veterans for Peace, which has endorsed the resolution. She spoke about it with The Conversation's Ryan Finnerty.
Well, indeed, it's an issue that all presidents and Congresses have attempted to deal with, although from the presidential aspect, they don't want any curtailment of their powers. And in fact, we've seen in both the Democratic and Republican presidents that they tend to do what they want to without any objection. Well, I shouldn't say objection, but without Congress really holding their feet to the fire. From Clinton to Bush to Obama, now Trump, you have use of military force without authorization or a very general authorization which gives such sweeping powers that, you know, essentially Congress gave away the farm back in 2001. And subsequent presidents have all said that all military operations fall under the global war on terror. And so they just slip in anything they want to do under that. So this new resolution that's coming up in Congress about impeachment, if there's no congressional authorization, I don't think will hold water at all. I don't think it'll pass the Congress. And even if it did, I don't think the president would really feel too fearful about not abiding by it.
An argument has been made, Anne, that one of the reasons that so much authority to use military force has been ceded by the Congress was that during the Cold War, a decision had to be made in minutes because of mutually assured destruction and the threat from intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that there simply wasn't time with that threat to wait for a declaration of war or for a debate in Congress, and that a decision needed to be made very quickly. Do you have an opinion on that argument, and do you think it's still relevant in the current climate?
No, I do not think it's relevant in this current climate. We are not, we haven't faced that type of decision making. The use of military force that we've seen from Clinton all the way through Bush, through Trump, has been decisions that are being made over a period of time where the immediate need to use, for example, a nuclear weapon just never has been there. And so, but the presidents all like to have this authority that they can do anything they want to any time, even though it's just, it's not immediately necessary.
The resolution that's currently that was put forth by members of the House of Representatives, including Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, one of the things that it does is it basically says that the use of military force without congressional approval would qualify as a high crime or misdemeanor and thus make it a impeachable offense. And it appears to set a pretty wide standard for what's considered military force. It says if the United States becomes a co-belligerent or systematically or substantially supplies war materials, troops, trainers, advisors, or financial support to another belligerent, that's considered military action. Do you think that's too broad of a standard? Does that constrain the executive too much?
Well, I personally like the resolution. I think the presidents have had unbridled power for way too long, and we've seen what it's gotten us into, the huge amount of money that we have spent on wars over the last 25 years, and I think it's time it comes to an end. So I personally kind of like that broad definition of it. Of course, all of the presidents would be impeachable under that because they certainly have provided material assistance to belligerents, to virtually every one of those categories that they've mentioned. And for that reason, I think that's why the Congress, or the few Congress members that generated this, put it all in there, because there's been such egregious actions by the president. I mean, right now, the United States of America probably is supporting 50 different belligerent groups around the world. We have military trainers in 100 and some odd countries. The level of U.S. military involvement in countries around the world is unprecedented. And when we talk about other countries having military operations in third countries, well, it's chump change compared to what the United States is doing all over the world. So for the Congress people to go ahead and include all of this range of military activities, I personally like it, but I think every president that we've had for the last five presidents would be impeached under him, which might not have been a bad idea.
So you served in the U.S. Army as an officer, a senior officer, and then you went on to serve in the State Department in embassies around the world, Central Asia, Africa, South America, and some of them were in conflict zones. In your experience, what effect does the president's ability to have kind of unencumbered use of the military have on U.S. foreign policy, whether good or bad?
Well, it certainly has gotten us involved in things that I personally disagreed with. In fact, I resigned from the State Department over exactly that President Bush made the decision to invade and occupy Iraq without the authorization of the UN Security Council, and he did it unilaterally. So I think that we have had just a plethora of unnecessary wars, and there are more on the horizon. That when we look at what happened in Iraq, we look what is happening in Syria right now, and that started under the Obama administration. We look at what's been going on in Libya, and in Yemen, of course, where poor little Yemen is just beaten to its knees with a huge number of civilian casualties as the United States supports the Saudi massive bombing of areas of Yemen. So I think the unbridled use of military power has really gotten the United States into a horrible situation where the most countries of the world think that we are we're a renegade force, that we just invade and occupy anytime we want to, which is true.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, this would just open up the use of military force without authorization as an impeachable offense. It doesn't mean that the House of Representatives would, in any administration, would choose to bring up articles of impeachment. But you could also foresee a situation where it could be used to hamstring a president, to constrain a president based on politics. And one example I'm thinking of is that the U.S. military is used very heavily for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Now, that's really the primary means that by which the U.S. government does humanitarian assistance abroad. A lot of that has been ceded from by the State Department. Do you think that's a concern, that that it opens up some of these traditionally nonpartisan uses of the military to political interference?
Well, I think if there is a natural disaster, an emergency where U.S. military forces are needed to help another country deal with it, for example, like the huge tsunamis that were in Aceh or other things like that, I don't think the president would have any trouble at all getting the agreement of the U.S. Congress for the use of forces for reasons like that. I think the purpose of that resolution is just to remind the president, yeah, just come to us, just get our approval and things like that. I don't think there'd be any problem. But things such as the invasion and occupation of another country, probably would, there should be a robust debate in the Congress on whether or not the United States ought to be invading and occupying other countries.
All right. Anne Wright, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Anne Wright, former American diplomat and Army officer, speaking about House Resolution 922, which would make it an impeachable offense for a president to use military force without congressional authorization. It's a bipartisan measure co-sponsored by Hawaii's Tulsi Gabbard and North Carolina Republican Walter Jones. You can find a link to it on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.